Alrighty, and again, jump in anytime with the math, whatever. Sarah, you good there? You want to move up? Good. Okay, start right off with personnel, 1410.
Yeah, sit in the cushion seat.
So, salaries work 43 hours weekly. The hours on the salary job, yeah, they kind of really don't make sense there. You know, not for nothing. It just looks weird. Anyway, the current hourly rate, you're at 47,680.99. Your request was 6%. What we've done, Sarah, is we want 3% across the board on everybody.
Yeah, I got that.
we did the math on 3%, and that's actually going to raise you to 49,11.42. Or 49,111.42.
Say it one more time.
49,111.42. And the deputy town clerk, and any questions or anything, please slow me down, stop me. So the deputy town clerk is 30 hours. So she's only 30 hours a week, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is it always the same 30 hours?
Yeah,
unless something has to be modified or changed around.
Yeah,
okay. Correct. So we did the same thing there. She was 1745,
okay,
which was the total. It looks here like you did the math at 27,222. And we put her at 3%, and the new rate is 1797. That's going to bring the total to $28,033.20. Okay, and Barbara is zero.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have a question what Barbara is?
Hope.
Steve,
what did you get? 28,033.20.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I was just hung up.
Okay,
on that.
So I just want to give you the opportunity if you had a question on what Barbara was.
Yeah,
okay. Barbara basically was like a consultant. She was our previous town clerk that stayed on and did extra hours as
Barbara
the transition.
Dawes, is that the
Yep. That's
I
who
just
it is.
Remember hit that extension when you're calling.
So the new total personnel line is going to be 77,145. Let me say that again.
40.
New lips here. $77,144.62. Okay, equipment. Adobe, the Adobe PDF, and the Dell computer. I'm going to take that right out of there, Sarah.
Okay.
We're going to purchase that, but we're not going to purchase that way. We can do that. I checked
it
out. Yeah, so then let me know what that transition, if there's something, whether that's covered or that's not.
He said it's about 2.5 hours.
So we can do that. So let's do the math.
Yeah, so we budget that in the...
I call them today.
Yeah, central data. Is that 1680 or something like that?
Okay. So.
Next page.
Let me just do this one. I got this one.
868. Computer.
Plus 308.88.
It came from here because we budgeted for this. We don't need it this year.
Got it.
Okay, so that's going to be a total of
$21,76.88.
So we can take that out. So there'll be nothing under equipment. So let's do this. We have so that's under equipment, and we have contractual. So let me do that. 77,144.62. So the 0.4 contractual. Association dues, that's at 115. And the dues are the dues are the dues. So we're going to leave that at 115. The town minutes book with papers, 275. We'll leave that. The NYSTCA training. Need training just to understand what that is.
Nestica.
That is $1,450, no sense where that's going to stay. The mileage and tolls, the request is for $750, and we're going to lower that to $375. And the reason why we're going to lower that is because we're going to have a car to be able to do all that with. The office supplies, we're going to leave that at $300. And the Williams and Law, what is that?
That is my town clerk program. That's the dog licenses, the handicap,
so
the DEC.
The That being said, the municity, that whatever that was the other day,
yeah.
That municity, all of that can be integrated into the municity.
Nope, only dump permits can be in municity.
Nothing else can be integrated into that at all.
It would not make sense for me to do that. Because you're going to technically need two different programs.
Okay. So with that computer also, the one that you have right now, the dump permits that are in there, when you give out dump permits, you verify the dates of the permit, that in other words, do people have permits?
Yep.
And are they up to date?
When they come in to get a new permit, what do you mean?
Like say, for example, I go over there and I buy dump permits from you.
Okay.
Do you check to see if I have a permit? Because I don't have a permit.
No, but most people will come in and just say, hey, what do I need to go to the transfer station? I need to get a new permit. Mine expired. Like normally people...
Yeah, but you don't check when you're giving them the coupons if they have a dump permit that's...
No.
So the problem we're having right now is we're having, and I don't even know how the hell it's working, but we have people coming in, you give them bad check after bad check.
So
and they're small checks.
This program actually just updated probably a week and a half ago that now allows us to take down...
To take all the information.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
only
if they're coming in if they have a current permit,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to do any good until they come in to get a new one, and then we'd put everything in.
Okay, so for all intents and purposes, this Williamson and Law, you need that program to do what you're doing.
Yeah, to log everything in.
That's $1,134, no cents, and... The, what is that, County
that's
Express Pay Maintenance?
That's the tax program, yeah.
Okay, that's the one that we just switched to.
So I just have a question with the Williamson and Law. So if they currently have a dump permit, can you go in and edit them?
No, there's technically two tabs up top.
So
if you're already in the old tab, it just has like your name and your permit number. If you come in tomorrow and say I'd like to purchase a new permit, we would then put you in the new tab.
So I know this is extra work, but it's extra work for everyone at the end of the day. Is it possible that when people come in to purchase the dump coupons that we're looking up to, number one, make sure they have a valid permit, and number two, if not, all right, so, hey, we just have to update your information.
Yeah, we could do that.
Just to...
Make
so
it
then
easier.
We're going to, like, streamline it just
we could
a little
do that.
Bit. And then we have a better understanding of
that's
that.
Doable.
And is there a way to pull a report?
I would have to look.
Just out of curiosity, that would cover your behind on your monthly reports.
Okay.
And then cover, like, her behind when she's... doing implementing things.
So let me ask you this too, because that's kind of interesting. As you're saying that, and you're saying that, I'm thinking to myself, like, say in the course of the year, we sell a permit, and then we sell coupons. So we sell just a number, 500 permits, and then we sell 2,600 coupons. But at the end of the year, is there a report that we have?
There's currently not.
20% less.
That's why I'm saying.
No, and then if they come in and purchase, like, the dump dollars, there's not... Like, those don't get implemented in the program. They just get put...
Are dump dollars different than coupons?
Same thing.
Same thing. And how does that affect now with our change? Because October 1st, we changed our prices, our fees.
So they would just technically purchase more coupons.
But I'm thinking along with her monthly report, because in her monthly report, she set you say how much, right, you put out on something. That should, like, when I do Dean's report, I follow it up with what's implemented, what's in the system.
I have to ask, because even in our old program, we never had, there wasn't a...
I was just, it's a CYA, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can ask.
I mean, theoretically, it's a dump. She's supposed to check everybody's dump permit also.
Right, but I
but
think...
But a lot of people don't stick them on their windows
but
either.
But if we're doing checks and balances through everything else, there should be a checks and balance for everything, especially because that office is taking cash.
Hmm.
I can call tomorrow.
Just
now. Okay.
Interesting. So at the end, under contractual, it's going to change that 4159 to 3784. The gentleman want to do the math?
Yes.
Verify that?
Yes, 3784.
All right, good. So if we combine the 0.1 personnel and the contractual, you're going to come out with a new number. It's going to be $80,928.62. All right?
Correct.
And our next number is 1670. Okay, so we are at 0.4. Contractual. Postage machine rental, and it's $144 a quarter. Is that going to change drastically in the future, or is that just stay pretty much stable?
I think until we upgrade, right, Sarah?
Yeah, they haven't said there was any.
Yep, and that says $600. We're going to leave that. Legal ads, notices, etc. is $325, no cents. Maps, that's $125. E-code fee, the yearly fee is $1,215, no cents. E-code submissions, $4,742 plus $1,600 waiting on still. So that is... What is that? Is that the ones that we put in and we just haven't gotten billed yet?
Yeah. Okay. They do their billing very odd.
Okay, and your proposal is $7,500. We felt that was good. We are putting other stuff in there.
Yeah.
Post office boxes for the town hall, $520. In the past, since you've been here, have they ever explored having the mail delivered?
No, but I actually, every time I have gone, I need to ask that.
That'd be interesting if we could do that.
I want to put a mailbox out here.
Well, I don't know about a mailbox per se, or they would just bring the whole bin and bring it right in the front door. Or a bag or something. I don't know, but it might be something that we could look into.
And I know we talked about this earlier, but my other thought is, like James had said, or like you said, you know, mail delivery times are wonky right now.
Yeah. Actually, James did say.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
And if we don't have a secure mailbox... Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's like a big thing because it is.
So we do have a new mailbox drop-off port over in the back of this building now.
Port.
Yeah, it looks like an airport back there, but
that's for homeless people who live in.
Yeah, so maybe that's something that we approve that $520. But what we'll do is look into the possibilities. And I know, look, if they cannot guarantee us the same time every day, there's no sense doing it. We need to get our mail. So if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I don't know what that looks like, but if we need to add a box, we can add a box on that, I'm sure.
Three boxes?
Yeah, you and I were talking about
that
the other
day. Yes, and I never followed up with it.
There was like a rollover mailbox. Like, but we have two post office boxes.
Do we physically check all those boxes every time you go down
there? I've only ever checked one, but then the court had one.
Well, the court has two. They have one for each judge.
But how come their court comes to ours? Their mail comes to
ours? It depends on what people are sifting in. It depends on, so if you mail something back, sometimes at the top of it, it'll say PO Box 45 or whatever. They're looking online.
Yeah. Well, something interesting to look into. Copy machine rental, maintenance and supplies, $1,500. The postage stamps, $7,700. And that is huge, but that just goes right back to what we were talking about before. Postage is expensive, very expensive. So that's going to be for a grand total in contractual of $19,485, no cents. That is it for that, and the next one is going to be 4020. The 4020 is going to be vital registrar. So the salary at this time, current hourly, is $21.06 and 38 cents. And again, the request was for 5, and we did it at 3. And you guys can do the math, but I believe it's going to come out $21.69.57.
$21.69.47?
57. I have 57.
I got 57.
Oh, I hit 2.8, not 3.8. 0.28.
All agree?
Yes.
Okay. Death certificate, safety paper. It is going to be ordering that soon, it says here. And the fee, or the price, I should say, is $189. So you already looked that up and know that that's what that's going to be, correct?
Yeah, right.
Yep. So that's a total $189. So we're going to combine those two and come up with a magic number. I have $2,358.57.
Yep, correct. Correct.
Okay, next is going to be $69.89. And that is going to be publicist. Current salary on the publicist is $3,099.54. The request was for 5%. We did 3%. And that brings that final number to $3,192.53. You folks can do the math to verify that.
$2,192, what was the change?
52.
53.
Oh, I'm sorry, 53. I looked right at it and said
it's 2. Like 52 something something.
Yeah. I'm just figuring out.
I rounded it up to 53.
Heavy hand on the round.
All good? Okay, and then under point 4, the contractual. The annual website with the emails is $299.50. And then we will do the math, add that $299.50 to the $3,192.53.
Do you think, Sarah, we should just get rid of the laptop?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm thinking when Brian comes to do whatever, we'll just wipe it out. The laptop's probably
forever.
$3,493. So you're just saying to get rid of the laptop?
It's ancient.
So is PowerPoint on that laptop?
I've never used the laptop. I have no idea.
So that laptop probably has very little bit of hours onto it.
Old.
You have that laptop here, or you have it on?
Yeah, no, I've never taken it out of the building.
Case?
Yes.
Let's not get rid of it. Let's see if there's PowerPoint into it. And if they can load a PowerPoint program with no charge, let's do that. We can use it as a projector or whatever in the other room. If somebody wants to do a display, or maybe James wants to teach something that he knows.
Something is ancient.
I remember it's buying like, it. It was probably like 2016, 2015.
Yeah. Older than that.
Is it?
It's from like April.
Yeah, April was here. I remember she was here doing it. We bought that. We bought the case. And I believe we did the antivirus through Optimum.
Now you had a free download with that. You can do everything on your phone now.
No, you take a look at it. All right, so it's $34.93. Is our ending number? Is that what you folks came out with?
At $34.92.02 is what I had.
I'll round up to $34.93.
Just saying.
Okay.
So proper.
So perfect.
We're on the hot mic here. Yeah. Going on record with the O2.
So what is our next after that? After the $69.89.